For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scal's Owen Bruss. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scal's Owen Bruss. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scal's Owen Bruss.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scal's Owen Bruss. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Wisconsin. He is Big Time Betty Bruss. I'm Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio running the show. The Gruber Law Office is One Call. That's All Studios in Milwaukee. We got Alex Strofe hanging out at the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios downtown off the Capitol Square. Josh DiMaggio shaking his head saying, no Alex Strofe, so it must be downtown. Molly Brown, our favorite. What's up, Molly?
The toughest of all producers.
Hey!
That is true. Josh and Ben have already posted our horn off, but it's horn off day here on Scalzo and Bruss.
Yeah, baby.
On Twitter, at Scalzo and Bruss, we have, and Josh, do you just have the audio file that's posted there? We have, we got some feedback that the Scalzo and Bruss, or really the Scalzo and Tausch Super Bowl 57 train to Arizona. Chugga, chugga.
Choo, choo. There's the horn.
That the horn, the train horn that we have, isn't strong enough. It's not as great as it can be. And Josh DiMaggio has given us another horn option. But since this is the family train, since we are a family, since we make family decisions, this is not a dictatorship, except for when sometimes I try to make it a dictatorship. we are putting it out to you, the Scalzo and Bruss family. Which horn, train horn, do you like better? It is the 2022 Scalzo and Bruss horn off.
Do I make you horny, baby? Yeah, baby.
Sick reference, though, bro. Your references are out of control. Everyone knows that.
The Scalzo and Bruss train to Super Bowl 57 is on its way. It's time for the horn off. Horn one. Horn two. Horn two is so aggressive.
Let me first comment on how only we can make what should have been a 4-second audio clip.
25.
30 seconds long with Ben Bruss doing an impression, a drop, and then weirdly getting like uber professional like he's hosting a game show. And
you're so right.
It's Josh, remark.
But that's the problem. I blame Josh. Because Josh said,
of course you do.
Do whatever you want. And that opened up the opportunity for me to go rogue and make a really bad Austin Powers reference to start the horn off. Which I thought was fitting, actually.
I mean, you can't blame Josh, because if Josh told you to do something specific, you wouldn't have listened anyway. So you're basically either saying you serve at Josh's feet, or that you are responsible for the output. And I feel like you're going to land on I'm responsible for the output.
I am proud of my work.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't be. I don't think anybody denigrated your work. I said only we as a show can put together what should have been 4 seconds into 30 seconds.
But why? Why make it four when we can make 30 seconds of gold like we just did?
Because if I'm a fan who's about to vote and I hear the entire intro, I'm probably just continuing to scroll on Twitter as opposed to saying, horn one! Horn two. My problem with horn two, is I want to get into the substance here. It's a very substantive discussion that we're preparing for. Horn two needs another one. Like, we need to cut that, shorten it, and then have another one. Because it's got to be a choo-choo.
Yeah, that's part of it.
So we need that shortened. Ooh. And then a double on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard for that train to stop. Like, if that train gets rolling and the Green Bay Packers get rolling, that train is not stopping. That is an unstoppable force.
Let's try a little something here.
Continuous.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't work.
You're gonna have to. You have to work go magic. And edit it. Yeah, I mean, we can do that. But that.
Can I hear myself again on the start?
I don't want to hear him at all on the start. I just think Horn Two is the stronger horn, but it needs a second one. Like we can't say choo choo over that. And I don't. Do we just make it chew?
Oh.
Try it real quick. The Scalzo and Bruss Super Bowl 57 train to Arizona. Chugga, chugga.
No.
You need a choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
You can't go chugga-choo.
Chugga-choo.
It's got to go chugga-chugga.
Choo-choo.
Yeah.
Only we could also talk about train sounds in a way that
I don't think so. I think this is an interesting interesting conversation.
Also,
should we take you horny, baby?
Do I? I was gonna say 800-990-3776. Not do I make you horny, but which horn do you like better? And we'll also open up suggestions for horns. Is that fair? Like if you want to tweet us,
way to provide a horn, sure.
Sure. Yeah.
414 chimes in and says, Greg, you're the one that's making this segment longer than it needs to be at this point. Oh, buckle up, 414. Oh, buckle up, because we will be debating the sound of trains for a very long time here on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. TJ from the road chimes in. He says, two all the way. Also, Jesse Nelson's voice equals nails on a chalkboard. I don't know where that's coming from.
I'll get to that later.
Get to Jesse Nelson. Alfredo from Verona says, which horn does not include Bozo Bruss? Yeah, Bruss isn't on the train right now. It is the Scalzo and Tausch Super Bowl 57 train to Arizona. Chugga, chugga. Choo, choo. You got to give me the second one. We got to keep trying the second one.
You didn't notice that I didn't choo choo with you there because it was rude? I'm on the train.
You're not even close to on the train.
What are you talking about?
I mean, it's been very clear. As the season ended, you wanted the Packers to trade Aaron Rodgers. You wanted them to hold on, let me finish. You wanted them to stink so badly in 22 that they would receive a top five pick and go into full-on rebuilding mode. You have since denigrated Aaron Rodgers' wonderful girlfriend, Blue, calling her a witch repeatedly, of which she's denied, and ultimately painting her in a negative light. I don't know what you've done that thinks you belong back on the train after you said, I never want to be back on the train.
I have believed in Aaron Rodgers and what he had said about believing in the front office and this organization, having faith that they're going to put together a roster that's going to be willing and able to win the Super Bowl
that's great.
Of 57.
That's one step towards getting back on the train. I'm not saying you're barred for life, even though I've previously said you have been barred for life. I believe both of you guys are banned. I don't think I said for life. I think I said indefinitely to keep the door open.
I thought it was forever.
Well, indefinitely can be forever, but it also gives me
reinstatement powers.
Yeah, and Tausch and I, really. I mean, it's our train at this point. So we'll have to get Tausch's take on this as well.
Of course, the two dictators of ESPN Wisconsin have their own train.
I don't believe. You think we're the two dictators of ESPN Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah. You two?
Absolutely. I don't think that's the case. 414 chimes in and says, Alex Strofe's voice is so iconic, it could just be a voiceover of him saying choo choo.
You know what? I don't hate that. And I've come around on Strofe's voice. I was very anti Strofe's voice when he first started. Now it's a voice of an angel. It's a great voice.
I don't think it's the voice of an angel, though. Wouldn't that be the most terrifying angel you've ever encountered?
Yeah, you're right. It would be like this. It wouldn't sound like an angel.
Dan from East Troy, that's our official, unofficial, widespread panic fan of Scalzo and Bruss. I don't know Dan. He hasn't commented on the new album they dropped like a month ago.
Did we have to drop the title?
Curious what he thinks about that. Horn 1 sounds like the horn on the zoo train, he says.
Yeah, again, there is an elementary aspect of Horn 1, but Horn 1 is the identity. Like, Horn 1 is how we started the train. Back at Super Bowl 55 to Tampa, then we had 56 to Los Angeles. Now, you can make an argument those two trains fell off the tracks and my head was severed, I believe, and kids were playing soccer with it, as Greg would had said, once the Packers lost the 49ers.
Without context, that thing, when you repeat that whole thing, it makes very little sense.
I said the train derailed, and, yeah. and I was on the train, and my head was severed, and kids were kicking it. It's a little...
Oh, that makes sense now.
Yeah, I needed to provide a little bit more context, probably, to say the least. Horn 2, I'm open to it. I'm open to it. Joshy, you don't
Joshy's
have to answer.
In the lab right
Are you
now.
Working on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he's in the lab right
in,
now.
In session
tell.
Work, I like that, baby. That's a guy who is trying to make up for his showing up late
earlier this week. Respect.
Speaking of, Jesse Nelson, who we've been nothing but supportive and pleasant to, I'd say, probably too much, I'm guessing, at this point. Jesse Nelson took some shots at our very own Joshy DiMaggio earlier this morning on Wildy and Tausch, 9 to noon across these very stations.
I'm great. This whole waking up on time-ish thing for 2 days in a row is really wild. Not something I typically do during the off season, but I'm delighted to be here.
It's big for Josh to do 2 days in a row waking up. Yeah, that's nice. Good.
That's not for me to comment on or talk about.
I
can only talk about what I'm doing and how I'm doing it.
Obviously, that the voice of Eric Name, who is filling in today on Wildy and Tausch for Mark Tauscher, along with Jason Wildy, and you hear Jesse Nelson's distinct voice.
Who commented about nails on a chalkboard? Because Josh, I know you're working a lot back there, but if you can get the "sure it is" from Jesse, like, that makes me want to give him a swirly. And I've never given anyone a swirly, but he deserves one there, and he has no right. The audacity of Jesse Nelson to attack our Josh DiMaggio?
Sure it is.
Like, oh my gosh.
It's big for Josh to do 2 days in a row waking up. Yeah, that's nice. Good.
He cannot rip our Josh DiMaggio. Only Greg Scalzo, myself, and the Scalzo and Brust family have the permission to rip on Josh DiMaggio. Not the guy who misses more work than anyone in the entire company. He can't come at Josh. I was very unhappy driving back from my workout at the Princeton Club, listening to Jesse Nelson in his voice, man. I have a love-hate relationship with Jesse because we're also Disney nerds, and earlier or later in their Wildy and Tausch program, he played I Just Can't Wait to Be King. It reminded me of when me and Jesse sang that together and we had a great time.
How did this work back to you? This is a Josh-Jesse thing, and somehow you worked this back to you and Disney. And what the hell are you doing working out in the middle of a workday, Ben? You're driving back from the Princeton Club?
It's a 7:30 a.m. workout. It's the earliest my trainer can do.
So when you're driving back,
I pulled my hip flexor, so he's been working the Theragun on my hip a little bit longer, so I've been staying just a little bit later. This was literally the start of the show.
I mean, what? You want to talk about cush gig right there? So Benny shows up to the office at 10 a.m. I know it's a Friday and you don't work Friday.
10 a.m. What do you mean? I got back at 9:15.
Back to where?
Here. The office.
You went right from P Club.
Yeah, I shower, I steam room. I've been having some good steam room combos.
So while most of our office here is working and in meetings and trying to figure everything out, you're in a freaking steam room? Sweat? Getting a sweat in?
Absolutely.
Oh,
not every day.
God.
I mean, just twice a week.
Now I only want to rip you because you are so cocky about ripping everybody else for not working. And here you are like, oh, my hip flexor. I'm getting a Theragun done by my guy, whoever. And I'm taking a steam at freaking 9 a.m. Be an adult. You should be already at work at 8 a.m.
The steam's at 8:30.
Okay, so when does your day start? 8 a.m. Your day starts at 8 a.m. and you're coming to the office at 9:30.
I mean.
And you're ripping Josh DiMaggio for sleeping in until when, Josh?
8:30.
Until 8:30 and showing up at 9:15, and you're ripping Jesse Nelson for taking days off. Meanwhile, you're getting paid for working, and you're rolling in at 9:30 so you can get a goddamn steam in?
Kinda.
It's a great steam.
What an all-time backfire.
Totally. Josh, when I was ripping you on Wednesday when you were late, like, I knew this was glass house. I was just hoping no one would catch me, and I caught myself.
Unbelievable. So there it is, Jesse Nelson, Eric Name as well.
And by the way, I know we focused on Jesse there. Play Eric again. What a baby.
I'm great. This whole waking up on time-ish thing for 2 days in a row is really wild. Not something I typically do during the off season, but I'm delighted to be here.
In the off season? What's the off season? You're a sports writer. You write sports articles. Yesterday night, you watched the NBA Finals Game 6 and texted all your nerdy basketball friends. The off season? Again, glass house. He had to show up to a radio job at 9 o'clock, and he's worried about getting there on time. The off season, what did he just play in a football game or a heavyweight fight? He sounds like the biggest baby I've ever met in my life. That wasn't done. He keeps going. He sounds like he's doing a bunch of like pregame, postgame press conferences talking about Josh DiMaggio's sleeping habits.
Hey, what do we think of this?
Yeah, baby.
A little choppy, but I like it.
Yeah.
We'll smooth that out. That's just, I get it. That's just a prototype. Early stages.
Enough to use today.
Let me see. The Scalzo and Touch Super Bowl 57 train to Arizona. Chugga, chugga.
Choo, choo. I think we might need to change our choos.
All right, one more time.
Choo, choo.
Ready?
Yep.
Is it the whole thing?
Well, you gotta start. I need to know
the time. Scalzo and Tau Super Bowl 57 train to Arizona. Chugga, chugga. Choo, choo. Homer joins us next in Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
The chance you actually ever get this tattoo is what?
65. Like, it's growing in, wow, like, actuality of percent chance I get this. Other than the fact that my dad claims he'd be mad at me.
How much it hurts?
No, I'm tough. I mean, I don't know what's so funny about that.
You're notoriously not tough. You're notoriously terrified of needles.
No, no, no. I'm not scared of needles. I'm scared of medical things.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Club right now.
Oh, yeah.
Sweating bullets. Joshy DiMaggio style.
I hate clubs.
Shirt off. Ben Brust style.
I hate clubs. Can't hear anything. Can't talk to anybody. It's
feel
dark.
Feel a bass in your chest.
Are you a club guy, Josh?
Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. We're excited to be joined right now by Homer. You hear him, Homer and Tony, weekdays 2 to 4 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Of course, the voice of Marquette. Homer, I know you're a relationship guy. We've had many questions about relationships, many conversations about relationships here on this very show, but I don't think I've gotten your opinion quite yet on Blue, Aaron Rodgers' new tomato, Beauty, Love, Unity. That's what it stands for. A lot of rumors, I think, that have been cleared early on, but what do you think about his relationship or impending relationship with Blue?
They get crazier by the girl.
I can't disagree with that. But I mean, what's crazy to us, Homer?
I would assume that most people that are witches don't say they're witches.
She's not a witch.
But the fact that his girlfriend is somebody that someone said is a witch. I mean, think of that. You've followed many sports for many years. Do you ever remember any athlete with a girlfriend who somebody said about her, she's a witch?
I mean, Greg, go ahead, because you're the Blue defender.
No, nobody jumps to mind right now, but I do. Yes, she's eccentric. There's a lot of eccentricities there, but I I'm a Blue bird, Homer. I'm a big fan of Blue. I think she's going to do wonders for the quarterback. She's not a witch. That's just mean, and I think people are afraid of what's different.
I'm not saying she is
different. She is different.
I'm not saying she is, but I stand by my comment that even if she's not, I don't ever remember anybody saying, hey, you know, somebody's got a new girlfriend. Somebody says she's a witch.
If she was a witch, could it be a good thing?
She served for her country in the Royal Air Force, Homer.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
would a witch do that?
Apparently, the range of behavior. You haven't denied the bizarre range of behavior. You have simply denied that she's a witch.
She's different.
Go ahead.
But she also, you guys
different
have...
Is what you say, different is what you say when you're trying to give someone the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not giving her the benefit of the doubt. I actually think that the different is interesting. I think people look at her and think she's so far one way that they don't recognize how rooted in reality she actually was, or maybe still is. But she, like you, Homer, was an NCAA athlete playing tennis in college. She didn't do drugs until she was an adult. She had a very successful upbringing. She comes from a great family. And I think that a lot of what we're seeing now is... is her trying to build a little bit of a business and lifestyle business for herself in a way that says, hey, you can be free, you can be who you are. Now, I respect that level of independence.
There's a number of other things that she did that she could have said, be who you are. She's gone in a different direction in terms of be who you are. You could be right. She just could be trying to draw attention.
But don't you think she's perfect for Aaron Rodgers? You just want him to be happy.
I do. I don't think she's perfect for anyone. But
what? Why? Because she moved to L.A., started doing some psychedelic drugs, shaved her head, or changed her name to Blue? Like, what's wrong with that?
I think that's a start, but I wish her happiness. Could it be that she's the perfect match for Aaron Rodgers? Yes. And I will dye my hair blue if she is able to get Aaron Rodgers to work things out with his family.
Mark that. You never know.
Mark it down.
That
ain't happening. I mean, I don't have to
you never
put
know.
My hair blue, but I don't have much hair in the first
say,
place.
What are we dying?
Isn't it already blue?
Can we paint it blue?
I will do some devotion to blue if she can solve that problem. And I would take back all the things that I said, which weren't really that bad. I mean, she...
So if she really is a witch, will you take some blood and put it in the pot and like drink it with, you know, to give devotion? He said he was going to do a devotion to blue.
I think he just dyes his toupee blue.
Well, I can't do the witch because I've been told that she said she's not a witch. But hasn't she already changed her name? Didn't she say she just wants to be blue and that's it?
Well, she's only been blue. Like the whole blue, the Blue of Earth thing is her Instagram handle. That's it. She's got she's got a podcast called Deja Blue. Nobody's calling her Deja Blue.
We can start that.
Okay.
She's just blue.
Okay.
Very, very confusing, though. If you're going to go by blue and then not spell it B-L-U-E.
I'll say this, Homer. She, like Aaron, they're searchers, right? They're constantly searching for something bigger than themselves. They're constantly searching for happiness. And she's trying a whole lot of different things just as Aaron is. And I think in that way, they're kindred spirits.
I think you've defended his position well.
So, Homer, I got to spend time with you at Gabe Neitzel's wedding over the weekend.
Yeah.
How did you land such an amazing lady in your wife? Because you not so, well, not, you know. Well, what is
Why
it about?
Why do people say this? Why do people do this? She's one of the luckiest women in the world.
Yes! Like, I'm with Homer.
I'm not in this club.
First of all, and I've said this to other people, I know other men. I know men. Of a certain percentage of men are crazy. They're crazy. So the fact that I'm not crazy and that my demons are more under control means she's way ahead to begin with. If I didn't know men, I wouldn't think so highly of myself as a partner. But men are nuts.
I agree.
Women need to know that.
I agree, but man,
yeah?
I also don't think you're nuts, so I can't really argue with you because I do think you actually have probably less demons than even myself. So I can't argue against that. But she followed you around the country. Like, she's amazing. You try job after job after job.
You know how insulting it is to Homer to be like, how is this woman with you? She's great. She's amazing. What does that make him?
Well, it's not like I haven't heard this. Everybody says she's a saint and all this other stuff.
I didn't say that. I just said she's amazing.
But The part that's amazing is I told her, she is a successful teacher in the Twin Cities, high school math teacher. I said, you know, we're going to go to the end of the world. And if you don't want that, that's fine. But you got to know what you're buying into. And my benefit is she bought into it and never really changed. And we spent 2 years in Alliance, Nebraska, which is not the end of the world, but it's close. And so the fear is always that someone will say it, but then when they have to live it, they go, whoa, this is way worse than I thought. So her ability to stand by what she said, but nothing that has occurred in her life is a surprise. I told her of all the things that could happen, and they pretty much all happened. And so, I mean, I'm lucky too.
Homer.
But this premise, this is a thing I hate. Like, man. They all married above. No one ever says a woman does it. It's always a man. Women
I'm with you, Homer.
Too.
My wife is very lucky. Very lucky woman.
There you go. And you might be lucky as well, but the other part is never mentioned.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd be saying that anyone who's dating me is lucky.
No, I empathize with
yes,
her.
Yes, with all of my issues. Homer.
I don't know. I don't know enough about you to
you know enough about me.
That's
that hurts
what I said.
My
no.
feelings.
There, Tony Smith said this. No, and Tony Smith said that, and he's correct. Everybody has a relationship brain. And it's different from your regular brain. You can have a normal brain, but your relationship brain can be crazy. So you can make no assumptions about how someone is with a relationship based on anything else in their life.
What do you and your wife do together for fun? Because my new girlfriend, Green of Earth, as we're calling her, wants to do new activities together. So I'm looking for suggestions. Yeah. What do you and your wife do?
I think quick, Homer, I think you could just say activities, because I feel like right now it's just you playing video games at your house and Green of Earth watching you play. But go ahead, Homer.
Yeah, I've never been good at that. Like, all right, I met Dick Enberg, and I said I'd given him a tennis lesson. He goes, tennis? Yeah, that was my second wife. And I thought, what? Like, I haven't really changed anything I do because I'm married. And I was like, I now want to do all this because she likes to do it. No, we kind of knew what we both liked. And so the idea of like, oh, we need to do all this stuff together. Like, I don't. One of the keys to a successful marriage is time apart. That's also never talked about.
Put that on never the poll on Twitter at Scalzo and Bruss.
Don't put that on the poll. It's a great point, Homer, but there's no reason to poll that. Homer, what is like a good night out for the two of you guys? Because you're not somebody who likes to go to a nice restaurant. Like, what do you guys do for fun? Do you go to the movies? Do you go bowling? Does she golf with you? Like,
She started to golf a little bit. Easy walk, that's something new.
Yeah.
And that has started, so, but no, then we go on vacation somewhere, but, this is special, this is the key. But golf would be something she could play more of, because she was really good as a kid, and then it became hard for her to play, because she couldn't stand being not very good. So, no, there's no, like, what are your special moments?
Homer, what do we think of these new Brewers jerseys? I don't know about the hats.
I've never cared one sense about jerseys in any sport. I've never mentioned the jersey that Marquette has worn. Whoever's the analyst, they could bring it up. They're not jerseys. They're not uniforms anymore. They're costumes.
With how you pay attention to fashion, though, that's surprising.
Clearly, yes, I'm definitely. I have made one key change in fashion. Old cotton T-shirts can be sent to Africa or wherever you send them, because the new lighter T-shirts and what is it, Ultra Fit, whatever. Dry Fit is just one of the great inventions ever.
Homer,
love those.
Thank you as always. We appreciate the time on Friday.
We didn't talk anything about sports. You know, I thought you'd be the train. You got Mina Kimes as the reporter. People love. Did you invite her on the train? She's more positive about the Packers than you guys are.
We did want to ask you about the Packers defense and what you thought there, but it turned into blue and then
relationships.
She's on the train, right? Did you give her a special?
She's on the train. She is the official, unofficial ESPN on NFL on ESPN reporter of Scalzo and Brust.
And I give her some credit. I don't know her track record on predictions, but she did graduate summa cum laude from Yale. So it tells me that if he's interested. What?
So do it at Harvard or Princeton, then I'll be impressed. Yale? Get out of here.
He's being an elitist right now.
I don't get that.
He's just messing with us.
I think I want to leave now. Bye.
Homer and Tony, weekdays, 2 to 4 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Big thanks to him for joining us today, as he does every Friday. We've got 1 or 0 coming up next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Before now, you had, what, Al Lazar, the slowest white guy on the team? Now you got some speed running that. No, it's a great draft.
Thank you for the call. I mean, I know we talk about you being blind every time, but now you've really proved it.
Alan Lazard, not white.
Not white.
For those that, for any other blind fans that we may have, Alan Lazard.
Shout out.
out to all the other Flying fans listening. We now know that Alan Lazard is not white.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. Maybe I got your back like we're still 17.
I'm gonna fight for you. You know where I'll be, baby. Friday on Scouts Over Bros, presented by the world's greatest beer. And oh, is it great? It is Bud Light. He is Benny Bud. I'm Greg Scalzo. Ooh, I like that. Benny Bud.
Benny Bud Light?
What's up?
What's up?
Josh DiMaggio running the show. Like I said, it is Friday. Warriors win the NBA championship last night. Their fourth ring in the Steph Curry era.
Every time I listen to this song, Josh, that I put in my Spotify, love the beat, but then I start listening to the lyrics, and I'm like, what am I listening to? Great beat, though.
Yeah, we ignore those.
Yeah, we ignore the lyrics, love the beat.
We're just looking for drops, baby.
We're ignoring this useless conversation, getting right into one or zero.
Yep.
Are you a one or a zero? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
Ben Bross, Greg Scalzo, we're your contestants for one or zero. Joshy DiMaggio is your host. He asks us a question. We say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Joshy, what do we got?
Today is National Mascot Day. One or zero. Bucky Badger is the best Wisconsin mascot.
One. It's not close.
Bernie?
Bernie doesn't touch Bucky Badger.
Bernie doesn't do as many push-ups.
Do I get the slide?
Marquette doesn't even...
They have a little eagle thing.
They have an eagle.
Oh, they do?
But, like, it just, like, flops.
Oh, chippy or something like that.
It flops and falls.
The Packers don't really have Lippy. A logo, right? Or a mascot. I mean, dude. I don't want to insult...
Bango?
Bango, but, like...
Bango's the stunts.
He's been making some one-handed half-court shots from
Bango's
no
a little full of himself, let's be honest.
A little too big
Bango's
for his britches.
Bango's a little full of himself. Bucky
pleases
funny.
All ages.
He's sly. He does the push-ups. He's talented on the ice.
He's multi-dimensional.
I mean, it's a great mascot. It's one of the great mascots in all of college sports. It's the best mascot in the state of Wisconsin.
Bucky Badger has a This Is Sports Center commercial.
Of course he does.
There it is.
I don't see Bango on one.
I know. I'm making a case for you.
One or zero. The best mascots are live animals like Mike the Tiger at LSU.
Zero.
Bevo at
zero.
Texas.
I hate those. They serve what? Zero purpose.
I mean, Bevo, it's a longhorn bull.
Great. It just sits
there. What about Colorado? They got a buffalo that runs on the field.
Nah, get out of here.
I will say, I like when the mascots like have blemishes. Like, was it Oklahoma or whatever? Yes. Or like they had like a carriage ride for the Sooners and they fell over. Like, that's my favorite. The animals don't do anything.
If anybody's listening right now, PETA, please go after Josh DiMaggio for encouraging live animal mascots.
One of my favorites, though, is the Butler Bulldog. The fact that they, like, have bulldogs.
Like, he's an ugly dog, and he just gets pushed out to there.
Bulldogs are ugly?
I mean, what are we doing here? They're cute because they're so ugly. But they're ugly.
I think that's a very good representation of bulldogs. I think they're very ugly, but because they're ugly, they're cute.
Because they're so ugly and they got the underbite, and sometimes their tongues can't fit into their mouth.
They usually have a ring collar.
Yeah. Yes.
So speaking spikes of, sticking out.
Speaking of, on Twitter, at Scalzo and Bruss, Logan Byrne chimes in and says, Jesse Nelson puts the face in radio face. Let's get to the next one, Josh.
The Brewers released their City Connect jerseys this morning, which feature a powder blue color, unique lettering, and a hat with an MKE logo on it. One or zero. The Brewers have the best jerseys in Wisconsin sports.
Ooh. I don't know about that. I will say this about the City Connect jerseys. I like the jerseys with Brew Crew. I love the grill patch on there.
The hat stinks.
the hat, they tried too hard.
They tried to do the sneak it to
the 414,
yeah,
and it gets busy, and like it's too
much. Just do the 414 on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just do 414 on it.
Like the hats I didn't love. The jerseys I think were cool.
So help me out here, because you know I lived in the state of Wisconsin for a while. 414 and 262 I see a lot. Can that both be
Milwaukee.
That's Milwaukee, like county. Okay.
It's got to be the Brewers or the Bucks. Both of them have really strong jerseys. I'm going to go ahead and say the Brewers, but I think it's just because I like baseball jerseys better than I like basketball jerseys, although I was wearing a jersey with no sleeves last night.
The worst?
Wow.
Yeah. The worst jersey?
Do your nipples chafe at all?
No. It's a nice soft jersey.
And you usually have an like your under V-neck thing on, right?
An A shirt.
No, not under a jersey. A basketball jersey? I'm not going to wear a shirt under a basketball jersey. Kidding me? Got to show off the pipes.
Well, then it's got to be a soft jersey. Nice.
1 or 0 pipes. The Badgers have the best logo in sports.
These pipes.
In sports?
In Wisconsin sports.
0. Absolutely not. The Badgers?
The Bucks
the Motion
have a
W?
Pretty cool logo.
Yeah, that was
the Motion W is cool, but it's, I don't know. It's not the coolest. No, I love it. I mean, Badger, but
It's not solid. It's not like the one I see and I'm like, bam.
Yeah. All right. Due to a report reached via Freedom of Information Act, EA Sports is planning to release the return of NCAA football for the first time in a decade. 1 or 0, NCAA football is the best sports game franchise.
0, but I think once it comes back, it will be the best. It's hard to compare, right? Because you kind of have to go back to a snapshot of eras.
If you miss a whole decade, you can't be the best.
Like, MVP 2004 was the best sports video game of all time. Madden is consistently the best franchise, like sports video game franchise.
FIFA is a common one, but I'd still say Madden is above
now,
FIFA.
So here's the other thing I'll just put out there. I'm a snapshot in time. I came from before you played online. You know what I mean? Like, I stopped consistently playing video games probably 10 years ago. So, like, there was online capabilities? Yes, but the latency was so bad, it wasn't that good. Now, that I'm guessing that's how most people play FIFA.
It's, like, all online now, yes.
So, like, I don't know nowadays what gameplay is converted best, because I like FIFA when I could play against
with my
other
college buddy.
Yeah.
We kept score, we had a whiteboard.
But I spent hours in high school and middle school on Madden playing, like, franchise. And MVP 2004 again was just like the all-time greatest, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, I miss video games, and I think I need to diversify.
Ben, how do you miss video games? You played 60 days over the last 2 years. Do you know how many hours you've wasted on video games?
50 and a half days, not 60. That was BS in the debut of the segment BB or BS.
Well, I know you played last night, so we'll bump that up a little bit, yeah.
Well, I played last night, but I got cut short. But tonight, Eat Street, baby.
Over 1,200 hours.
Yeah, 1,237 was where I was at. Was that where you got? Well, I can tell you, 1,237 divided by, 24? Yeah, that gets you the days.
Yeah, that's more than 50 and a half, buddy.
What was it?
It's 51, over 51 and a half.
51 and a half. Yeah. Well, either way, it was BS yesterday on the show, or Wednesday on the show. But let's give a shout out to Eat Street.
No, that is BB. That's not BS.
This is BB. But
60 was BS.
I had told everyone 50 and a half was the answer when I had put 60 and a half in the game.
This is 51 and a half.
Which is probably.
You played over 1,200 hours of video games in the last year and a half.
Holy cow.
And you're saying I need to play more video games.
And video games that are nostalgic to me. Like, I miss nostalgic video games. And I really want to keep talking about that. But first, let me talk about Eat Street, because they've allowed me to play 51 and a half days of video games because I don't have to waste time cooking. I don't have to waste time cleaning. I've talked about it. I've been playing Call of Duty Warzone, my favorite video game, in my gamer chair that Greg Scalzo very graciously gifted me. And I'll get up. I'll wrap myself in my blanket, usually playing in the nude, grab my Eat Street, bring it over to my very, very well placed table. I don't know why I'm trying to make a table complicated. I down my Eat Street. I don't have to cook. I don't have
Very
to clean.
Very well placed table.
It's in just the perfect
in case,
spot.
Just in case you're wondering where that table is, perfect spot in Ben's apartment.
It's perfectly arm's distance so I can take my fork and grab one of the sesame chicken from my favorite Chinese place.
The official food delivery service of you, the Scalzo and Bros family, of course, the world champion Milwaukee Bucks. And if you're in Madison right now, Eat Street hiring delivery drivers. You can earn $500 bonus after you've started, plus other great perks like flexible hours, free delivery. And while Ben likes Eat Street because, heck, he's playing video games, it's amazing for somebody who's young, has a young kid, and just busy. Life gets busy.
You mean you're not naked in a gamer chair eating sesame chicken?
Why did he take us through in such excruciating detail?
Of all the times you guys ask me for like really deep details, why do I choose to do it during the Eat Street read?
No, we never ask you for really deep details.
Yeah, you do. But like when telling stories.
Oh, sure. Yes. But you're giving plenty of details there.
On the things that I shouldn't.
I want to hear what video game you miss the most. What sports video game do you miss the most? 800-990-3776. Plus, we got some feedback as far as the best Wisconsin sports logo and the best Wisconsin sports jersey, so we'll get to those answers as well. But we want to hear from you, the Scalzo and Bruss family. 800-990-3776 next on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Bruss.
The people that drive me nuts are the landmark people. And they go north.
Well, don't tell me east, north. I don't know what direction
that is. I don't know what I'm going, what direction I'm going. The street says
look
east.
At the sun.
Head north on North Avenue. There's a south. You could be going south on North Avenue. That doesn't make sense to me.
How does that? It's the name of a street. So it's a two-way street. You think both ways are north?
No, I know both ways aren't north. That's why it drives me nuts.
I mean,
there shouldn't be a south North Avenue.
If Isn't then that an east? I will.
Even more confusing. I hope it's not.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free.
Scalzo and Bruss on a Friday, presented by Bud Light. He is Ben Bruss. I'm Greg Scalzo.
Why you got a breath,
You're
Greg?
The Scalzo and Bruss family on Twitter. At
We're
Scalzo
not out of breath.
One more time. You just got me feeling so free.
Party song, Scalzo and Bruss, Super Bowl 57 train, chugga chugga. Choo choo!
I'm trying to match the pitch of the horn.
One more time.
One more time!
Wait,
we didn't, there's no communication.
There was none. Three, two,
why would you go 3-2? You gotta say chugga chugga. That's the whole cue.
Chugga chugga.
I don't know how well it's working. I don't think any of this is working very well right now. But what did work was NCAA football. And through a FOIA request, Josh wanted to make sure I got FOIA in. Ben Bruss thought it was FIA or FIA, or he couldn't figure out
FIOA.
Exactly what it was.
It was FIOA.
Through a FOIA request, it's been discovered.
People know what FOIA is? Like, how many people listening know what FOIA is?
I would say 99% of people would know that it is via the Freedom of Information Act, and the FOIA request is a request through that piece of legislation.
Freedom of I know what the Freedom of Information Act is. I just never knew it was known as FOIA.
That's a lie.
What do you, okay, but do you know where how you get there?
FOIA.
FOIA.
Yeah, I'm saying I knew what the full name
was. Why are you acting like you're surprised you didn't know this?
Because I want to be more. I want to be more in with things.
Why are you trying to sell us a lie we all know is not true?
All right, move on from my life.
M10, we talked a little bit about best logos, best jerseys in the state of Wisconsin. Jonan Cederberg, the unofficial or the official unofficial robot builder of the Scalzo and Bruss family, chimes in, says 10. Powder blue jerseys are the cleanest jerseys in all of sports. You guys need to take your Badger blood bias out of this one. I'm a 0. Those are legendary jerseys, but I wouldn't say they're the cleanest.
I love me some blue. I'm a big blue guy. Powder blue is pretty sick. And this is what the blue, the Brewers jersey powder blue is too.
Big Reese in Sheboygan says old school Bucks logo is the best in Wisconsin.
I do like the old school Bucks logo. It almost looks like a deer from the 1970s that was drawn.
The best jersey in the history of the NBA was the Bucks jersey that had the buck running across it. Far and away.
Almost looks like Santa Claus like had a sleigh with pulled by those bucks.
Yeah.
Love those.
Is jerseys. That the one in the 90s?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting decision.
You don't like that jersey?
And it's a little too busy.
Oh, it's incredible. It's the perfect amount of busy.
Too busy.
Sexy.
You gotta have some business, otherwise it's just plain and boring. I mean,
if you're plain and boring, you're not showing the world that like you
have character.
Exactly. Like that if you were walking around with that Bucks, when I see people at Fiserv Forum with that Bucks jersey on, I'm like,
it's a
sweet jersey.
That's a guy.
And he knows
that
jerseys.
That is a boss. Like, and he's somebody who commands the world around him, not the other way around.
So were you really wearing a jersey yesterday at home, sleeveless?
100%, yes.
I don't think I've ever seen you in the 5 years that I've known you in non-sleeves.
Like in a sleeve, like in a cutoff?
Never.
Yeah, I don't wear cutoffs too much. But if I'm wearing a basketball jersey, I'm not going to be a dork and put like the full-on t-shirt underneath. You can't do that.
My brothers, when we were in the Final Four run, they wore a number one jersey. They both got buzz cuts to match my hair. And they went sleeveless. And you have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're a dweeb.
Great.
Jesse Nelson wears jerseys with shirts.
Big time. And like boxy shirts, like boxy undershirts with the arms are like so much wider.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Too long.
Past the elbow.
Oh, 100%.
Sorry, if we're calling you out, we're just trying to help you right now.
Yeah, get it right. Figured out. But I did want to get to sports video games. You mentioned, Ben Brust, that you want to play more video games despite playing over 1,230 hours of video games over the last year and a half. What video game do you miss the most that you're saying, hey, I want to play more of those sports video games? This all from, I didn't even get to finish the freaking setup of the segment here, the FOIA Act that made us discover that NCAA football seems to be coming back into the world starting in July of 2023. Sorry, not 22.
I loved Blitz 2000. Any of those Blitz games on N64. My brother Steven is a jerk. He took the N64 from the family. And, you know, it was smart. He had the opportunity. I was overseas in Lithuania. He took the N64, so he's got the Blitz 2000. One of my other favorite games, NBA Live. I know it's 2K now. NBA Live 2005. The weirdest squad ever. The Seattle Supersonics. Luke Ritenour, Ray Allen, Rashard Lewis, and Vladimir Redmanovich, I believe. All four of those guys could shoot. They were like a mid-level team, but you had 4 3-point shooters. I was revolutionizing the basketball game. The Steph Curry.
Wait, and NBA Jam?
NBA Live.
Oh,
NBA Live.
Woof.
So think about that. I was the Warriors in video games before the Warriors existed.
I know, but like NBA Live was always the weak link of the EA Sports games. Like that's why they got beat out by 2K. Everything else kind of held it off. It just wasn't. I'm not saying you weren't
at the time. NBA Live was more competitive.
To revolutionize the world.
Thank you.
Of video game basketball. My overall point is the gameplay on NBA Live just wasn't that good.
All you had to do was take Ray Allen to the left wing, go up.
I think you're proving my point.
Yeah, probably true.
Do want to give a shout out to our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. It's important while Ben is lying naked underneath his weighted blanket, eating sesame chicken and playing video games, that he gets sunlight. It's important for you to get sunlight. It's important for me to get sunlight. Well, guess what? If you're looking for more ways to get sun, more vitamin D, 44% more natural light enters your home when Pella installs their innovative hidden screen, available exclusively on Pella 250 series single hung, double hung, and sliding windows. And right now, go to PellaWI.com/radio. Pella LWI.com/radio. You can choose 0% financing for 72 months or a free upgrade to this hidden screen on their 250 series. So stop by the Pella Experience Center. If you want, you can tell them, hey, look, Scal sent me here. They'll set you up. Don't worry. Stop by the Experience Center in Brookfield or on the Beltline in Madison. Go to PellaWI.com/radio. Greatest sports video game ever was what? 800-990-3776 on Twitter at Scalzo and Bruss. We'll get to you, the Scalzo and Bruss family, next at Scalzo and Bruss.